From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Monday, June 22nd, 2020.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Modern Pest Services, committed to offering eco-friendly pest control solutions. Learn more at modernpest.com.
The Maine CDC is reporting an additional 14 cases today of COVID-19, no additional deaths. The total of confirmed and probable cases is 2,971. The number of deaths remains at 102. 2,406 people have recovered from the disease, 15 more than were reported yesterday. Unionized shipbuilders at Bath Iron Works went on strike today for the first time in 20 years. Union official George Edwards says the strikers are acting on behalf of the latest generation of union workers.
You're fighting for your future. You're fighting to keep a job here, right? And you're fighting to protect the next person that comes in, right? It's all of our responsibility. Just like, you know, 20 years ago, the senior mechanics, men and women, stuck up for us and went to bat for us.
The company says under the latest contract proposal, it must be able to subcontract work to keep projects on schedule. But Edwards says the union believes that subcontracting means less work for union employees and more of BIW's payroll heading out of state. The Mills administration's postponing the reopening of indoor bar service across the state until further notice. Bars had been scheduled to resume indoor operations July 1st, but Maine CDC Director Dr. Nirav Shah says this presents elevated risks for COVID-19 because people are inside, close to one another, for an extended period of time. Bars are still allowed to provide outdoor service. Maine's current dry spell is being widely felt by farmers in Maine. Maine Agriculture Bureau Director Nancy McBrady says growers without irrigation, who as of 2017 make up about 80% of industry in the state, are getting concerned.
There's a lot of parched crops out there, and of course, you know, we have to make sure that livestock are well cared for too.
NU Maine Cooperative Extension vegetable and small fruit specialist David Hanley says those with irrigation are spending a lot of time getting water to their plants.
The vegetables that are real high demand water ones, this would be things like sweet corn, melons and squash, they're really watering to beat the band as much as they can get on there. And I've already talked to some growers who said, you know, I can't water every field every time.
Hanley says those large corn fields that don't have access to irrigation could suffer. In weather tonight, storms ending but foggy at the coast, clammy overnight with lows in the high 50s and 60s. Tomorrow, humid with a mix of sun and clouds. Afternoon showers and thunder in the interior with highs in the mid-70s to the high 80s. President Donald Trump's decision this weekend to remove a prominent prosecutor whose office is investigating the president's business associates has sparked an outcry from some members of Congress and former U.S. district attorneys. That includes three members of Maine's congressional delegation who say the move raises new questions about whether U.S. Attorney General William Barr is trying to short-circuit those investigations. Steve Missler has more.
Up until his ouster last weekend, Jeffrey Berman had been the U.S. District Attorney for the Southern District of New York, perhaps the most prominent prosecutor in the country. Berman oversaw the investigation and prosecution of Michael Cohen, the longtime personal attorney of President Trump, and later of disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein, who was charged with sex trafficking of minors before dying in a Manhattan prison. But Berman was yanked from his post in a sequence of events that began late Friday evening, when U.S. Attorney General William Barr claimed that the New York prosecutor was stepping down, which Berman himself then denied.
The attorney general announced that Jeffrey Berman had stepped down, and then Jeffrey Berman said, no, I didn't. And then, you know, Trump said, I didn't have anything to do with it. And then the attorney general said, yes, it was the president's idea. So, I mean, it's just this mumbo jumbo of, questionable answers.
First District Congresswoman Shelley Pingree, a Democrat, says the removal of Berman is troubling for numerous reasons. First is Barr's claim that Berman had quit, followed by the president's assertion that he had no role in the firing. But Pingree and others are concerned that the move against Berman is even more nefarious.
You know, unfortunately, it seems like one more occurrence of the Trump administration attempting to obstruct justice. And, we're unfortunately kind of getting a little bit too used to this.
Pingree is referring to investigations that Berman's office had led into the dealings of Trump associate Rudy Giuliani, a central figure in the Ukraine scandal that ultimately led to the president's impeachment by the Democrat-controlled House and his eventual acquittal by the Republican-led Senate. Giuliani has not been charged with any wrongdoing, but Berman's ouster has raised suspicions that his removal was orchestrated by Barr to protect the president.
There are 93 U.S. attorneys in the United States, and the Justice Department has recently moved to remove two, one in Washington, D.C., and one in New York, and both of them happen to be involved in investigations of the president or the president's associates.
Maine independent U.S. Senator Angus King is referring to Barr's Justice Department intervention in two high-profile cases involving associates of President Trump, interventions that ultimately led prosecutors to resign in protest. King, who voted against Barr's confirmation last year, says Jeffrey Berman's removal should be explained, even if the president is authorized to fire U.S. attorneys as he sees fit. Neither Barr nor President Trump have given a reason for removing Berman. And the president attempted to distance himself from the decision in a Saturday interview with Fox News.
And I don't even know about Giuliani being investigated. You're telling me that. I read that over the last day, but I don't know about Rudy Giuliani being investigated. Investigated for what?
But 2nd District Congressman Jared Golden, a Democrat, in a statement described the White House's removal of Berman as an effort to, quote, impede or block the district attorney's corruption investigations. And he said the move by the White House looked, quote, like the exact kind of corruption and self-dealing they told Americans they would wipe out when they got to Washington, end quote. Republican U.S. Senator Susan Collins, who voted to confirm Barr last year, also questioned the timing of Berman's removal in a statement. But she said the promotion of Audrey Strauss as acting U.S. attorney for the New York office is a sign that the office's investigations will proceed without interference. The House Judiciary Committee is investigating Berman's removal and will hold a hearing on Wednesday. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock, where we'll hear from Democratic candidates for Senate Sarah Gideon and Betsy Sweet. I'm Nora Flaherty.